Yesterday, I went house shopping and I learned something interesting. I'm going to tell you a story about house shopping, everything we encountered. I'm going to talk about a couple of YouTubers. I'm going to talk about some things that are misguided or people something a few people out there do not understand about me and my methodology. And I'm going to show you how it all worked out. So, first, I want to explain that there is a housing crash that is already well underway. It's going to be bad, but it's going to be an amazing opportunity. And in order to teach people and have them prepared in enough time, you have to start showing them cycles, teaching them all this kind of stuff, like I talk about on YouTube, and then give them enough time to be able to actually do something about it. There's a lot of clowns out there that all they do is tell you what's happening right now. And the information they're giving you is based off of quarterly results, annual reports, things like that, talking about something that actually happened in the past. So it's even worse. They're not current in their times. And so a lot of, there's these YouTube channels that would like to attack me. I could give a rat's butt because 2 years ago when I called the top of the market, it was June, July of 2022. And these YouTube channels, and they are small YouTube channels, but they have the ear of these big YouTube channels. It's crazy. And they were mocking and now laughing. And I'm like, all right, since then we've seen the Fed, come out with their charts. That's exactly when the top came in was, third and fourth quarter of 2022. And since then I've taught a lot of people how to identify these cycles, know where we are in the cycles and how to take advantage of these. Right? So yesterday I went house shopping with a member of the Real Estate Masterclass. And this is not trying to sell the master class. It's actually closed for enrollment because we can only handle so many people. But ironically, one of the people from the master class lives within an hour of me. And there's something that's a big misconception out there in the internet that I'm telling people to, well, it's that I say there's a housing crash, sell all your stuff and get ready for it. 100% couldn't be farther from the truth. There's always a time to buy a home, but there are specific reasons you have to stick to if you're going to buy homes in the peak of a cycle. And this gentleman was a great example of that, renting right now. And to me, rent, you're throwing money away. You should always have a house. However, at the top of a cycle, can't afford much, right? Because homes are expensive, mortgage rates are high, you got problems with insurance premiums are high. And so you can afford less based off of how much you pay on rent. So this gentleman, I was listening to him in the master course, says, hey, why don't I come shopping with you? Let's go. And let's use some specific parameters that we cannot change. That being of how much you currently pay in rent, and you're obviously comfortable with it, but you don't like your rent keeps getting raised. That this person's rent was getting raised, and he knew it was only a matter of time before it gets raised again, and or it could disrupt his company. And this is a very successful person, runs a very successful company of his own, and I mean very successful, like seriously. I'm saying that not to make people feel bad, and but the reason why is because no matter where we are in our walks of life, whether we are an employee, a business owner, C-suite exec of a big company, everybody has specific hangups, and we all have a certain amount of knowledge because we're usually so focused in on what we're doing in our own lives, right? And I'm gonna bring up a real estate attorney in a second too, because I'm getting texts from a California real estate attorney about the course I just put out. So we go looking for homes. And we had set parameters, and he just finished the Mortgage Master Course, which I will put a link down below because the June sale, it has just been completed. Although when you hear about what happened with the real estate attorney, I'm going to be adding a new course, a lesson. That link's down below. It's good. 80% off. It's $199. So he just finished the course. He just downloaded the checklist, got him and his wife ready, and they're pumped. They're like, we're going to go buy a house. And we're going to buy it with a specific reason, actually knowing the market's going to crash. I know it sounds crazy. I did this in 2005, knowing my house was going to fall 50%. And I'll explain to you how it's going to work. So we get together, we go looking at homes. I said, let's start with new homes because right now I'm going to show you, we're going to compare the new home market compared to the used home market. And the used home market's rough because sellers have no concept of where they actually are. Things are bad, they're going to get worse. And if you need to buy a house right now, you're going to get so much more of a bang for your buck for going to a new home seller. So he had a list of home sellers in the region and a region that he wanted to live in, him and his wife. So he said, all right, let's go. First, I took him to the first one on the list that I knew would be pretty high priced, which I knew was going to knock out the top three on his list, which are great builders. There's some local builders, some regional builders that actually build some really nice stick frame homes. But we went to Toll Brothers because I'm like, out of this price range, Toll Brothers is going to be the most desperate. So we walk into the dealership, for lack of a better term, the sales office, and greeted with by three agents. And they're really excited because there wasn't a whole lot of people showing up. There was one other person there looking at homes. And we said, you know, how much is your average price? And they said the lowest price is 800 grand. Like, all right, we're not here, because that's not going to work in his situation. Not putting all of his money into this, right? So he has enough for an emergency account, enough to also take advantage of this real estate crash in lower priced homes for buying rentals and things like that. That's not going to get him to the payment that we need him at, because it's going to be nowhere near his rent. So, and I told him, I said, the only way you're allowed to go a little over rent is calculating your tax return money that's going to be, you know, because of your mortgage interest. So let's say he has rent for $3,000. I said, you're allowed 32 to 32.5 in a payment, because we know that after a year of doing your tax return, you're going to get that money back in a little bit more in taxes based on his tax rate, right? So just to give you an example. So we go inside, we look at the house, and I go, look, this is obviously way out of the budget, right? So we've knocked out these first two. So we go to a place that I actually knew about that was pretty darn good. I said, the salesperson isn't pushy. Pretty chill. Every single one, first off, I got to say, every development we went into within seconds, because I'm like, I'll just do the talking so you can see how we negotiate a house and how we save you tens of thousands of dollars like that. Every single person within minutes went, are you in the industry? Are you an agent? And I'm like, no, this is what I do now. I teach people how to save money on homes. I'm like, okay. And so we go to the next place, go look at the house, and it's a really nice house. He goes, holy cow, I like this. And first, I want to say every single place we went to look, they all had an immediate home for sale, an immediate home. And I explained to them how builders have to essentially break this down real simple. They build in tranches of homes for a couple reasons. They put a handful of them in it. A lot of builders will put them like 4, 5, 10 homes, depends on the builder. They'll put it into one entity, an LLC. In case one gets sued, they can only possibly take the assets of a certain block of homes. But also it has to do with financing. Builders have money released to them in tranches to where once they sell and they get into the specific phase of building on a certain set of homes, then they can move on to the next set. But until they have a certain number sold, they can't move on to the next set of homes. And that's pressure on the company. So what happens is you time this right. And we had walked in to two builders where they were at that end of that tranche that they got to get one more house sold or two more houses sold, and they aggressively market it, right? Not a lot of people know this. And so his mouth is dropped as I'm walking in. I know exactly where they are in this phase of building. Even one of them said, well, it sounds like you've been in the construction business. Or I'm like, yeah, it's just what I do. And so they can't lower the price of the home. That's what you have to understand. The builder can't lower the price. And I even told a couple of this. I'm like, well, you'll be sued by everyone that already bought a house if you lower their price. And they're like, that's exactly right. And I'm like, so we're at the negotiating table. What are you willing to give us? And a lot of them were buying down rates. So obviously, all of them were actually buying down rates. They said, we're going to buy down your rate. And I'm like, okay, well, we're only interested in 30-year fixed buy down rates, right? Because this is free money. If you know that you have access to this, it's free money. And my student, he's, we'll call him K-Riss. K-Riss kept going, I can't get over how fast you're talking and the lingo. It's just like, boom, boom, boom. And he goes, and you could tell I like doing this kind of stuff. This is free money because this is all coming off the sale price of the home. The price of the home is fixed, right? And it can only be fixed as compared to the other home sold. And so, because they don't want to get sued. So I go, okay, we're negotiating now. It's going to show, your tax bill is going to show that you paid X amount for the house, but we're going to negotiate some cool stuff. So what are you offering? Toll Brothers, like, we're going to give you like $60,000 in free upgrades. We're like, and that was what the ad said. right? And we're like, man, that's interesting. As we go talk to the agent, I'm like, is it really $60,000? She goes, no, on this home, it's $100,000. We're like, we're looking at the cheapest home in the development. We're like, oh, weird how that changes, right? Because they're desperate to sell. And it's funny because as we walk out of the first place, Toll Brothers, sorry, I'm jumping around, but I get super pumped about this topic. I love saving people money. I love saving money. There's nothing like being able to walk into a deal and peel $25,000 off a deal and knowing that the person before you and the person afterwards has no concept of how to do this, right? This is why I get excited teaching this stuff. So at one point, K-Riss asks at the first development at Toll Brothers, the $800,000 house, oh, is that the price for this, the model? And she sort of laughs and rolls her eyes like he doesn't know what he's talking about, right? It's an honest question. And she goes, no, that's for the stripped down model. So we politely get up and we're like, okay, we're going to go to the house. I walk out and I'm like, did you see her roll her eyes? And he goes, yeah. And I said, these salespeople, it's sort of like a blend of cockiness and no concept of what's going on. They have no concept of what's going on. Like, oh gosh, please. That's the price for, you know, that real fancy talk. And I'm like, did you realize they said they have a house available right now for sale? It could close in 30 days, which means it is complete. And he goes, yeah. And I'm all, that means they can't sell the house. It's done. It's sitting on the market. They have dropped the price as much as they can without getting sued. And they're giving all these add-ons. They can't sell. And at the same time, this agent is rolling her eyes like, oh, silly man. That's the price for the stripped down model. And it's like, eat a little humble pie, but that's where the agents are. And that's another, that goes to the concept of why aren't these home prices selling or home selling? Because a lot of agents don't have the cojones and the understanding of the last cycle because they weren't real estate agents during the Great Recession. They can't see the writing on the wall and advise their clients. Okay, here's the deal. We are no joke in a buyer's market. How can I say that? Because inventory is exploding, days on market are extending, and it's getting bad. And so you may want to price aggressively. And the sad thing is the agents that understand how this works, they also understand they're going to get the door slammed in their face by a would-be client or home seller because the home seller is just as unknowing of what's going on in this market. So he understood that. He smiled. He goes, yeah, that's true. They've got immediate delivery. They are like houses, immediate delivery, like ready to go. It's because you can't sell them. Okay, so don't roll your eyes at us. So anyway, we leave that. We go back to this other place and the prices are right. Prices are in his price range, right? And I said, now this is a smaller regional builder. They've got a couple developments. They've got one development going on in the city right now. They've got another one they're hoping, but they can't start this 150 homes, which they ironically bought the land already prepped from another big builder. That should be a sign, right? So they got to sell like four more homes and they've got these listed aggressively. Price is set where it's at. But what we're going to do is they said, we're going to give you $25,000 to buy down the rate if you use our preferred lender. And I'm like, well, it's Loan Depot. And I'm like, how's this? Can you give them 25 grand to someone else? Sorry, it's only for this person. I'm like, well, Loan Depot, I know runs rates higher compared to other lenders. So we're going to go out and we're going to go get three quotes, two from our guys and one from the Loan Depot. And we're going to see what 25 grand. I would almost bet. I don't know the answer yet. I'll let you know how it works out because K-Riss is going to go find out that my guys are going to be able to be the same price, even including the 25 grand. So this is what I want. And this is what dropped K-Riss's jaw. I said, you can't give me anything towards anyone else. She goes, no. And I go, all right. Then I want $25,000 in upgrades if our loan guy comes in at the same rate or lower than Loan Depot. As a matter of fact, if it's the same rate, I just want 25 grand in upgrades. He goes, we can make that happen. Whatever it takes, we're going to make it happen. This guy's super cool. And I told K-Riss that. I like the way this guy does the sales. It's no messing around. He did say, obviously you're in the industry, so you know how we do things. And so K-Riss's mouth has just dropped. Certain point, they keep talking to me, and I'm like, well, it's not my house, it's his. And I'm like, say something, K-Riss. And he's just, he's watching how fast is. And we'd go and sit down afterwards. He's like, I can't believe like how fast money is falling off these home prices. He goes, I would never have known this. you know, if I hadn't taken the course, but then I get to see it in real life, right? And we're going to sit down and do an interview once he buys a house. We'll walk through and we'll tell his story so that you can see how important this is to know this kind of stuff, right? So we leave from there and we head over to a Lennar build. And the reason why I wanted to go to Lennar, I said, look, with these bigger companies, and you're going to have structural issues with certain companies over others. I'm just not structural, but like just flaws, right? This is what happens when you get in a big corporate building. All right. But I could care less if the stucco is on part of the grate, the vent grate, or this window's a little, I know it sounds crazy. I'll deal with it once I get into the house. This window's just a little, the drywall's a little off, something like that. I care more about saving $100,000. I could care less if the paint's smudged. Okay. I just care about the money side. Type one, if you agree with that, I'll deal with a lot of stupid little crap to save $100,000. Type one if you're that kind of person. There's a lot of people like, I would never buy this unless the paint is perfect. I'll pay full price. I just want it done right. Cool, you're going to be broke. Cool, you got a fancy house. None of your neighbors or your friends are going to see the paint smudge, but there you go. Got a lot of ones, right? All right. If you could see how much I enjoy this, type two. Like, I'm not joking. This is where the ninja's personality comes out, and I've only had one sip of some Dutch Brothers coffee. So we head over to Lennar. All right. I've already done a lot of research in this area for myself and for videos, things like that anyway. So I knew where all these price points were. So I'm like, all right, Lennar is going to be really sweet because they're going to be super desperate. Well, I get a text from a YouTuber and I'm going to shout out his channel. His name's Ox Talks. His name's Matthew, but his channel is called Ox Talks. Go check him out. He's a licensed California. I mean, he practices California law. He's a lawyer in law. Hold on. Let me boom, 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 boom. So he took the course. He just texted me the other day. Hold on. I don't want to tell you all this stuff about him a little bit. He's a cool guy. Been a subscriber for a long time. Oh gosh. All right. It's a long text thread. He's like, I finally have a day for myself. Just picked up the Mortgage Master course. I'm going to go binge watch it today. And then he says, really enjoying the content. Doesn't unfunded HELOC count as debt in your debt column? And he's asking me some questions about the course, right? And I've known him for a little bit, so I was answering these questions. And so then he does this. Hold on. This is what's rough with live. Dude, come on now. Where'd he say it? He was talking about the course, and he was like, dude, I learned a lot about it. I'm super stoked on the course. Anyway, whatever. I was going to try and sell some courses. But anyway, so he liked the course. He learned a lot of stuff about it. Now, he's a real estate attorney, right? People assume that everyone knows everything. I don't know everything. Matthew doesn't know everything, but he's an attorney. He knows the law, the California law. And he brings this up in a second. Check this out. He goes, come on now. Oh, okay. We're talking about recourse. There was a lesson there. Recourse versus non-recourse loans. He goes, hey, also, I believe one can turn a non-recourse purchase money mortgage in California into a recourse loan by refinancing a loan. People should understand that. And I said, doesn't the state law on non-recourse trump the company that you choose to refinance with? And he goes, hey, check out California Code of Civil Procedures. And the second I heard this, I went, crap, I forgot about that. Section 580B, a refi takes it out of the purchase money protection, I believe. He's absolutely correct. And then I texted him back and I go, gosh darn, I'm throwing you a shout out and I'm going to make a new lesson, because not only does the purchase pun, the refinance take it out, a second would take out that position too. Let's put it this way. In the state of California, to make this easy, it's non-recourse state. They can't, if you lose the house, they can only come back and take the house. They can't come after your personal effects, things like that. They can't win a judgment against you and come take more money if they're that in the red on a first and a second, as long as the first and the second were used to purchase the home initially. Once you refinance the first, or later you bought it with a first and then you go get a second, that changes things. And so thank you, Matthew. I'm totally forgot about that. And I'm going to go make a new lesson. But my point is that I'm trying to always make this content the best, right? And also I'm going to throw this out. Hey, Matthew, I noticed you have not taken the real estate cycles course. I already told him this yesterday on text. He goes, okay, I'll take it, because I want to know how I love seeing real estate brokers, real estate agents, real estate law professionals take the courses and give me their feedback. And it's because I just want to walk away. And this is the absolute truth. This is how I'm making my living right now too. I want people to walk away. And like K-Riss said, as he was walking into the second or the third home builder, he goes, I cannot believe, just like you said, I took the course. And if I wouldn't have taken that course, I wouldn't be saving the money just in like how you talk about negotiating all this money. He goes, you really did mean it. You save like 5-10 times the money taking the course. It's $199, right? Because my goal is to, I know my wife always says that you always got to be right. You're right. I always have to be right. Not in a cocky stance, but that if I'm wrong, I'm going to go fix it. Like you just saw right now, I'm just going to go fix it with Matthew. Real estate attorney goes, hey, check this out. I'm like, done, forgot about it. I'm going to make a lesson. I want you walking away going, everything this guy has ever said or done, I've absolutely crushed it. I've saved money. I've made money. I'm crushing it. We're not trying to see the ninja go get rich right now and successful. You know how he's going to get rich and successful even more than I ever have? By making you rich and successful. That's the only way I can. And the cool thing is, I don't know anyone that's being that blunt and honest with you. That's how I do my life. That's how I do my business. That's how I started this YouTube channel. Type 4, if you remember, and I still do it, I'm always shouting out smaller YouTube channels, trying to help people, having them on, encourage people, sharing their links. Why? Because I will only be successful if I make other people successful. I've talked about this so many times, and this has to do with you just as much as it has to do with me. All right. So now, let's dive back into we talked about the first two builders we went to, right? We're already seeing them peel tons of money off, not off the purchase price, but giving free stuff, right? And the dynamics between a husband and wife when they go to buy a home are totally different. So let's get some freebies because the ladies, they like their upgraded tile and carpets. I'm just saying, it's true. He was laughing, but I've taught lessons on this. And it's good to know this. My wife's the same way. She's like, I'm not dealing with that kind of flooring. I'm not even moving in this house that has that kind of flooring. So we move into the third home. Sorry, I digress. But all the gentlemen out there, type 5 if you agree. And if the ladies agree too, type 7, because you're like, yeah, I want something nice. I understand, but I'm going to go get to do those nice things for free. We shouldn't be paying for that crap. So we go into this Lennar build. And again, we're looking at a specific price. A price, at one point, K-Riss goes, well, I could afford this much per month. And it was about 25% more than the price point we were looking at, the payment. I said, you shut your mouth. I don't want to hear that. And he's laughing. And he goes, no, I'm just saying I could afford it. I'm like, no, because the second you start saying you could afford that, you're now justifying a fifth garage. Or you're justifying an extra den. Or you're justifying, what do you mean that thing comes with 3 Traegers if I pay an extra $100K? Well, crap, sign me up. That's what you do. So I said, I don't want that word, that phrase coming out of your mouth. You can only afford a payment that's this much, the same as your rent. And he goes, okay, I'll do that. I'm like, because we're setting you up at the top of a market. So we're going to set you up for success. That's what you have to understand. Your success is based off of how you buy this home, okay? Because the home's going to go down in price. Isn't that the craziest thing? You got a guy saying, if you're going to buy a house, we got to buy a house a specific way because we know it's going to go down in price. And we've got to get you set up in a range of value so that when rates do go down, you can refinance and have enough debt to equity ratio to be able to refinance that home. It doesn't matter if you have an 800 credit score. It doesn't matter if you have a great job. If your home is not in the range of value to the debt being pulled, they're not going to give you the loan. You're going to have to come up with extra money to make it solvent as the home falls in price. So we've got a lot of dynamics here. But the cool thing is very few people spend the time to really look at all the different dynamics, weigh all the options, and then put them all together and save like tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars. And in what you're about to hear next, almost $100,000. So we walk into, and I'm going to remind everybody, there's a link to Mortgage Master. I think this is the last day of June. The June sale ends today or whenever. Is there 31 days in June? Tell me below. I don't even remember. So we go to Lennar and we sit in there and we're looking at the price range. And then at the top end of his price range, there's a home right there. And we're looking at it and the description is deep. of all the stuff it comes with. And we're just like, it's like that time where you're looking at something, you're going, what am I looking at? I can't, there's a lot of words here. I can't even comprehend what's going on. I'm not even joking. I'm like, where's the square footage on this thing? And she's like, points. And I'm like, the weird square footage number, like where they put it. I'm like, that's really high. it's a lot of square feet. And we're both like looking at each other like, this doesn't make sense. We've been looking at this same price range all day. And all of a sudden this behemoth of a house pops up. And we're like, what the heck's going on with this thing? And she goes, oh, well, she goes, we gotta sell that one real fast. And I go, well, yeah, you're at the end of your tranche and you got to move to another phase. She goes, well, it's not only that. And she goes, she seriously says it. She goes, well, you're in the industry, so I can tell you this. Garris is just like drop down. She goes, look, that home was just lowered $42,000. So that's what? I don't know. 7% right there, right off the top. She goes, we're giving, you giving buy down incentives? She goes, oh yeah, we'll buy down rates. I'm like, okay. Are you giving any other incentives for like, anything else? She'll, oh yeah, we're going to put upgraded, flooring in there. I'm like, well, what if he doesn't want the upgraded flooring? So then we'll give you $12,000 off the home price. We're like, geez, oh, is there anything else? I'm like, hey, you want to just, put one coat of paint on it? And just, I mean, at that point, it's just like, boom, boom, boom. And then I'm standing in the model of the home and I go, you ready to sell this model? And she goes, if you're serious, make an offer. I mean, it's like, just like, it's time. We've got to move. We've got to get out of this area. And I'm like, all right, we're going to go walk through the model. So we walked through the model and it had a next gen add-on. These next generation add-ons when they build like a tiny home built onto the house. They're awesome. I freaking love them. Where there's a place where there's an entrance, like a hallway that you could seal up and turn this into a duplex because it's a one bedroom, one bath with its own laundry room. Just a little kitchen, a full kitchen, but sort of smaller, awesome places. You can rent them out and stuff. And I told Karis, I said, out of all the homes, this is the one you got to buy. You can't say no to this one. Why? Because this is essentially a duplex. I'm all, do you have any in-laws that need to come live with you? And he's all, no. I'm like, you could rent this out, seal off this wall. This has a private entrance. You could actually, there's two private entrances. You could actually have the person not even park in front of your house, on the side of your house, put a fence here and here. They have their own yard. You'll never see them. Then if you move out of the house, you now have a duplex. This is nice. And so we walked back in. And he's like almost in disbelief, but I'm like, this is what happens at the end of a housing bubble and at the end of when a large builder has found themselves in quite a situation where they've got to close out that project because they can't get onto the next project because their investors won't allow them. And so long story short, we went and sat down after that and talked about the day's events. And it was cool because he was lucky enough to be able to sit down and watch me work, how I negotiate. And he was shocked. He goes, because he kept saying over, it's just like you say in your courses. And I just have more experience doing this and more practice. And he goes, you talk so fast. He goes, I couldn't even process one conversation that you're having with a salesperson. And you guys are just pop, 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 just like connecting. And then as I finally figured out, you're already onto another topic. And so I wanted to mic up and camera up, but that's just not nice to any of the salespeople. Not that they're, you know, doing anything malicious or anything. It's just, you know, it's sad because we're in a time where salespeople, some of them are figuring this out like, oh, things aren't good. There's nobody showing up for these homes and they're getting pressure to sell and to push homes. Mortgage brokers are dealing with that too. In certain regional banks, they're getting serious pressure. Hey, if you don't hit your numbers, we're going to go find someone that will. Because the brokers' bosses don't really see the writing on the wall either. And, but it's an exciting time. Look, there's no bad time to buy. There's just bad deals. There's bad expectations of a buyer where we set our expectations too high and then you get yourself into trouble. I think everyone in this nation should buy a house, honestly, but only a certain amount of people deserve to buy a house because it takes hard work, determination, and it takes goal setting. And it honestly, a lot of times, especially when you're getting in your first home, it takes you stepping back from what you believe you deserve. That's the hard reality. Once you do that, and just, you know, I'm a guy, well, I have made before YouTube, I did well, right? Always buying and selling things, having multiple side hustles, businesses. I was a full-time firefighter. I tried convincing my wife to move into a modular, and because we were going to go crush it, selling our homes and buying other assets. And that was just 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So I walk the walk. I don't mess around. I don't mince, you know, I don't screw with people. Like, I'm pretty straightforward. But that has awarded me success because I find other straight shooters. So here's the straight shot. If you're interested, Mortgage Master, and then there's a deal if you buy that on Mortgage Master 2.0, the investor series, we're still working on that. It's 80% off today. It's June sale. I believe you're going to save 5 to 10, probably 20 times the cost of that course in the next home you buy, whether it be your first home, your second home, rental, any of that stuff. If after 14 days you think it's crap and you're like, I'm not going to save thousands and thousands of dollars, and you have watched less than 50% of it, I'll give you your money back. That's my promise to you. And I love meeting my students. We may open up the master course at the end of July. We haven't figured out yet because we're building a community and we're putting other things in place to keep watching everybody in that group just crush it. So hope you got something out of this. Links down below if you're interested. The Economic Ninja is out.